Hi, this is a dictation of Michelle Gray, MichelleGray. Michelle Gray, date of birth is 7/17/1977. Date of service is 12/4/2023. And the time of pain is several years. The patient is here for a follow-up visit. She is being seen at Henry Ford Hospital for overall care. She has had a radiofrequency ablation. Now she is being evaluated for her both knees replacement surgery due to the severe arthritis and pain in them. She is being seen at advanced pain care for the issue of the disc at the last MRI showing L4, L5, L5, S1 being affected, causing spinal stenosis and disc issues. She has a ongoing still the same pain in the lower back as well as in the neck. She has a sciatica pain going affecting S1, S2 dermatome since 2021. She has undergone a surgery for the neck, and the relief has not been complete at Henry Ford Hospital. She also was involved in an accident in 2020 when she was a restaurant driver, was involved in a rear-ending accident in a hit-and-run type, and she started having some of the symptoms since then, especially TBI symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, balance loss, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, as well as headaches. Main issue she is being seen here at advanced pain care is due to her spine pain. The records from the Henry Ford Hospital and the MRI, the last MRI is in 2022, June 6, 2022, showing facet changes throughout, degenerative changes, as well as ligamentum hypertrophy at L3-4 and at L4-5 grade 1 anterior listasis of L4 and central canal stenosis, right and moderate left foramen narrowing, compression of the exiting right L4 nerve root, no definite compression of exiting left L4 nerve root. She's done physical therapy. Currently, she is moving her house, so a home therapist cannot be done, and she is unable to make it to the therapist office as of now. Her pain level mainly is reported in the right shoulder, neck, lower back, and to the right knee mainly, and the right leg, and all of these are reported to be 9. She has difficult time sleeping and doing her ADLs. ADLs are also affected 9. Please review the chart for rest of the history, system review, ADLs, additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. The physical examination reviews the blood pressure of 148/101, pulse is 91, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is the same from a previous visit of 10/18/2023, dictation number 1019-037. Diagnoses are the same. Plan is as follows. She had lost her house due to some issue of house not being sold to the correct party, and the owner was a cheat. So she has to move out of the house, and apparently she is in a disarray. She is here for medication help. That is why she could not make it last month on time. She is being provided with the following medication, which are naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, and Percocet 10 over 325 over 12 hours, 30 days, 50 tablets. She will continue on the protocol for therapy. Home therapy has been advised, including yoga, meditation. Ace bandage to the knee has been advised, along with brace. And patient has been advised to continue a series of injections to the lumbar, cervical spine, as well as SI joint, an MB block can be done temporarily until Henry Ford Hospital does the RF block. Records from the Henry Ford Hospital are being requested at this time in full. And the one we have available are from 2022 that has been reviewed and made part of our records. Thank you.